As they're going back to their seats, if you would, find your gospel reading on the back of your bulletin. And also, there is a small segment in the bottom of the church liturgical lineup here that we are going to get into. Let's offer a word of prayer. Lord God, would you please focus our heart and mind on your word. May any distractions or anything else that come up, Lord God, may you take them away. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So as you're getting those two things, you also need a crayon, a pen, a pencil, something to write in. If you look at all of our scripture verses, if you could go back and look at the guy who is putting together the lectionary, the readings, there is maybe not any other Sunday morning that they packed so many controversial things into the readings as today. And so I was beginning to look at what I could preach on this morning, and I come to the epistle, and the first thing I read from the epistle is, wives, submit to your own husbands. And I say, how many people will be listening to me after I read that one? What's less controversial? So let's talk about church traditions, all right? Maybe that will get me past the first line of the scripture reading. And so when we're talking about traditions here, because we're Lutherans and we can lightly go about talking about our traditions, correct? We've had our coffee this morning. Are you guys in the correct seating arrangement? Okay, just one of them, we're talking about traditions here. So family traditions, I would like you to take just a minute and write down a family tradition that you have. All right, what do y'all have for a tradition? What do you guys do? If you have to think that long, it's not really a tradition. Okay, so what do you got? Some of you aren't writing anything down. Some of you are still locked on me. I can see you. What do you got for a tradition? What's one thing? I'll share one thing. Our tradition is, when we were living down south, one of our traditions was on Christmas Day, because nobody else was open, Christmas Day, we would go out at night for that, and we would go up to the Chinese buffet. And we would eat Chinese. They were the only restaurant open the entire area. They were still open. And the cool thing was that there was another family, which I was really connected with, working with their kid. And they just happened to have that tradition too. And so we just, for years, just started meeting them. Hey, you're here. And we would eat together on Christmas Day. That was one of our traditions. Someone alluded to the fact that I sometimes barbecue. So if you want to say, what's your tradition in your house for barbecue? It is, if it's a piece of meat that's uncooked, it goes into the barbecue pit if I'm grilling, because I only grill 3 or 4 times a year, so therefore you have to grill everything in the house. It's got to go on there. So maybe that could be a tradition. What are one of your, anyone have a tradition? State fair. State fair. Okay. Deer hunting. Men, when does it open? Wives, when can you plan for that? What else? Traditions? Okay, so tradition is holidays, you normally get together. That is a tradition. And it's usually year after year, it's usually the same place. Use it the same place. I can remember even when we were in Iowa, that family tradition is to travel to my aunt's in Houston, because we had this huge barbecue. And once again, when you're in Texas, you barbecue everything, and it's all about meat. All right, so we have that tradition. Good tradition to meet on holidays? Can I ask if there's anything bad about that tradition? one aspect that might be bad is that when you lose that one person, does the tradition of meeting together lose its value? Does the plate that's empty cause you to be sorrowful when it used to be full of joy? And so when we talk about as a church and you get older and a tradition that you've held on for so long has changed, because we don't like change, sometimes that tradition that brought us great joy also brings us great pain. So in that, why don't we move along to the next thing? Do we have any traditions in the church? No one's smiling. Are we a traditional church? Let's just start about that. Are we traditional? People are like, could you please define that? I'm a Lutheran. What does this mean? Okay, traditional church can mean a lot of different things. Does that mean we're solely rooted in the Word of God and nothing else? Or do we have this big, long word that we love to talk about in seminary, which called adiaphora? And notice I did not spell that up here. Adiaphora, that of which is not... Scripture does not cancel out or just fully allow. So that's just a fun way to talk about things. All right, so one of our traditions in the Lutheran Church is what? Number one, music. You guys are not reading with me. Music can only be led by the organ. Is that a tradition in the Lutheran Church? Y'all are quiet this morning. All right. So, could we say that one of the traditions that we have in the Lutheran Church is that the music has to be led by the organ? It's interesting is that Luther was one of the first guys to pick up the organ back when it was invented. All right, so he is a master at a lot of different instruments as far as writing the notes and the words that can be sung during his time. He mastered a lot of different instruments in what he wrote. All right, so if, weirdly enough, we have the praise team leading us in worship this morning. I did not plan that as far as going along with what I was going to be preaching. I didn't know until 2 weeks ago. We ask when we are led by the praise team, is that really praise and worship? Is it liturgical worship? Is it still Lutheran? First three rows are yes, and the rest of us are still thinking about this. Get back to me second service when you're there, all right? Love to have you in second service. All right, so number two, hand limitations. Do we have hand limitations in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? Can you pray like this, and no one will look at you weird? Do we have a tradition that our hands sometimes don't come above our belly button? All right, so are our handshakes like this? Give me a hug. Or are handshakes like this, below the belly button? When we pray, do our hands go here? Or do our hands kind of stay here or here? Where do our hands go? As a Lutheran, do we have a tradition? Can we clap? And people not think it weird? It's, let me put a causation on it. Can we clap and people not get kind of the Holy Ghost indigestion? What are our traditions? And where did our traditions come from? Because that's what I really want to get at this morning. And stay away from so much that's really, really causing us grief. This morning from Mark chapter 7, verses 6 and 7, the latter part of 6. Let's read this together. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. All right, This is Jesus speaking, not me. This is Jesus talking to the religious people of his day. And what does he tell the Pharisees? What does he really tell the Pharisees? Number one, he cancels them out. He calls them what? He calls them hypocrites. That's a huge word. To be called by Jesus as saying one thing and doing another. That's huge. Don't miss that. But also, what does he tell the Pharisees? He says, you make up rules that other people have to follow, and they're not from Scripture. They're not focused on God. They're focused on what you want them to. So the question I have for you today is, any tradition that we have, where is it rooted? Where is it rooted? It doesn't matter the tradition. Traditions, like I said, when our family traditions can bring us great joy, it can also bring us great pain. In our church tradition today, how do we have them? Why do we have them? Do the traditions help us? Help us bring to mind when we're going through something, our traditions, going through and being able to go through the liturgy, the what we do and what is led by the organ, and we can kind of in our heads, we can sing along as we're going through the trials and temptations, and we can sing along in our head about God with us, and we can sing through the Scriptures, and we can be reminded just because of the notes that we go through in our head that God is ever with us. That's a great tradition to be able to do that, to remind ourselves of what God says to us. What we also have to remember, Jesus says, be careful of traditions, because anything, and I mean anything, that comes before God in our lives is a what? Is a what? Is an idol, isn't it? It's what we create rather than seeing what God gives to us. We don't want to put anything before that. That's the first commandment. We've got to keep that number one in our lives. And if anything else comes before the blood of the cross, the blood of the Lamb, that Jesus died for our sins and paid the penalty for us, if anything comes before that, we have to reject that. Because that's not what the church is built on. So if any tradition, if anything in our lives comes before Jesus Christ saves alone, then we have to say, what else can we trade for that tradition to remind us each and every day that we are saved by Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only? Because that was his message. And we don't want to cloud that. We don't want to muddy that. We don't want anything else to get in the way of that. That's what our faith is rooted in. That's what the Scriptures were all written about, even from the very beginning of creation. Genesis 1 is all about the redeeming work of God. All the way to Revelation, the whole entire thing is about Jesus. We don't want to make it about ourselves. We want to keep our minds firmly fixed on what Christ does. It's the traditions that we have in here. Focus our lives on that one key thing. Great! Let's keep it up. Let's keep reminding ourselves of what Jesus did for us. If it gets in the way, can we honestly say, we have to put that first again? And so how do we do that? As a church, how do we do that? How do we do that? So when we talk about what our traditions are, our tradition should be to keep Christ first. Anything else away from that, let's keep it pointed back to the cross. Can we say that? Can we say that Jesus Christ is the center and the center of everything that we are? Everything that keeps us coming back here, it keeps us back to what the Word of God says. That is our tradition, that we should not get away from what the Word of God says. That is our foundation. Any tradition that comes after that should be rooted back to him. As a church, may we do that each and every day, not just here on Sunday mornings, but everything that we go away from here should be rooted in what it is that Christ has done for us. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may we this morning, no matter what it is, Lord, in our lives, Lord God, may we firmly fix on you. Lord God, we have a lot of traditions, and a lot of the traditions are amazing for us to point us back to the cross, but Lord God, may we also remember that each and everything that we do here should be firmly fixed in what the cross means, that you gave your life for ours. And Lord God, that is a life of service. Lord God, may our traditions firmly fix themselves on that. Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this day, Lord God, may we clear in our minds that, Lord God, we are saved by your grace and your grace alone. May we live out that each and every day. Lord God, we remember that we are not perfect. But Lord God, we are perfect by your blood of the cross. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.